Hello, Sydney Sloth here. Relax, take a deep breath, and turn on your imagination, because it's time for a bedtime story. Merry Christmas! Tonight's story comes from Luke chapter 2.
In Jerusalem there was a man named Simeon. He was a good and godly man. He was waiting for God's promise to Israel to come true. The Holy Spirit was with him. The Spirit had told Simeon that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. The Spirit led him into the temple courtyard. Then Jesus' parents brought the child in. They came to do for him what the law required. Simeon took Jesus in his arms and praised God. He said,
Lord, you are the King over all. Now let me, your servant, go in peace. That is what you promised. My eyes have seen your salvation. You have prepared it in the sight of all nations. It is a light to be given to the Gentiles. It will be the glory of your people Israel.
The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them. He said to Mary, Jesus' mother,
this child is going to cause many people in Israel to fall and to rise. God has sent him, but many will speak against him. The thoughts of many hearts will be known. A sword will wound your own soul too.
Can I imagine waiting my whole life to see my dream come true? Imagine being there with Simeon and the Holy Family. I wonder what it was like for Simeon to hold the baby. What do I see in his eyes? After he praises God for the baby Jesus, he hands him to me to hold. How does it feel to hold the little baby? What does he look like? What does he smell like? Can I imagine him making the whole world? Can I imagine him lighting up the whole world? I hand the baby back to Mary. As I hear the story again, I stay with Mary. Listen to how it all sounds to her.
In Jerusalem, there was a man named Simeon. He was a good and godly man. He was waiting for God's promise to Israel to come true. The Holy Spirit was with him. The Spirit had told Simeon that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. The Spirit led him into the temple courtyard. Then Jesus' parents brought the child in. They came to do for him what the law required. Simeon took Jesus in his arms and praised God. He said,
Lord, you are the King over all. Now let me, your servant, go in peace. That is what you promised. My eyes have seen your salvation. You have prepared it in the sight of all nations. It is a light to be given to the Gentiles. It will be the glory of your people Israel.
The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them. He said to Mary, Jesus' mother,
this child is going to cause many people in Israel to fall and to rise. God has sent him, but many will speak against him. The thoughts of many hearts will be known. A sword will wound your own soul, too.
As I look at Mary holding the baby Jesus, can I imagine what she is thinking? Can I imagine how she will feel years later when Jesus is on the cross? I wonder if it would feel like a sword wounding her soul. Is there something in this story that stands out to me? Can I talk to the baby Jesus about it? Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Thank you.